Bow your heads with me if you don't mind. Heavenly Father, we're grateful and we're so thankful for the privilege and the wonderful blessing you give us to come together in one name, the name of Jesus. I pray for this young child, God, that today just needs a righteous touch from a mighty God. I pray for this dear mother and grandmother, Lord, as she prepares for surgery. I pray, God, that you just lift her and encourage her, pour out your strength and grace upon her. Continue to keep your arms around her. Just let her know as she knows, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her, Father. She's firm in your hands. I'm thankful for that, Lord. I'm thankful for her faith. I would pray, Father God, tonight for all the ones that we know are sick and shut in. We know of those, Father, that families are having to make decisions on long-term care for loved ones, for mothers and grandmothers. But, Father, if there's one special need we need tonight in our hearts, Lord, is to have that relationship with you. I pray, Father, for each and every one that's in this room tonight. I pray for those whom are lost. I pray for those whom, God, that are walking maybe a wide or a wayward path. Lord, we never know by looking as we meet someone on the street face to face where their life is heading. But we surely know, God, that if they're following you, they're surely in the right direction. I would pray, God, that you would honor your word tonight in spirit and truth for this message you placed on my heart. I would pray, Father God, that you would bless those that are sick and shut in that tonight have very special needs, Lord, that if you choose not to intervene, Lord, they may pass out of this world this very day. I would ask you, God, again, to just draw unto you, Father, those whom are lost and those whom are wayward and backslidden. May they just feel your tug and your draw, Father, of grace and love. And until the day, Father God, you call us home, may you find each of us faithful to be doing your work and doing your will. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, and I'd ask you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, the Old Testament book of Psalms. I'm going to be in Psalm 139. Psalm 139. I'm going to be beginning in verse number 1. Read several verses. May skip around just a little, but most of the time I'll stay in order. Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Verse 2, thou hast knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset the behind and the before and laid thine hand upon me. Verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. May God tonight bless the reading of his word. A bit of a personal testimony as a preference to this message. There was a point in my life some 15, 16 years ago where I was clearly not sure if I was going to continue to live my earthly life. I had heard from many doctors all over the country that had told me that they did not see much hope or promise in my physical body of living a normal life. And neither that, they were sure whether or not I would continue to live for how many months. So pretty much everyone washed their hands individually and called me in for meetings and said, I'm sorry, I wish you the best, but there's nothing else much that I can do. But you know, of all the doctors, and there were some great ones, world-renowned physicians, I saw several. But of those doctors, I never, ever had not even one of those doctors to tell me as I walked out of their room for the last time that they would pray for me. I don't say that tonight to belittle a doctor or a physician or a nurse or anybody in the medical field. But the reason I mention that tonight, beloved, because that was one thing I always yearned to hear. Even though when a man reaches or a woman reaches the end of what they can physically do for you or me, it's always good to know that they know the Lord and they're willing to reach out to the Lord on our behalf. Amen? Is that not what prayer is all about? And you know, this book out of Psalm, this chapter 139, is the very psalm that I studied inside and out, day after day after day after day, because I found hope and I found promise that only God could provide to me, Billy, through these words. You know, I heard other people say, you know, you'll be okay, or it'll pass, or you'll be okay, and your family will be fine if the Lord does call you home. And, you know, that's consolation, but it's little consolation. You know, what I was really seeking after was the prayer of the people that really were prayer warriors and knew the God that I serve and the God that had redeemed and forgiven me. One thing I wasn't afraid of was dying. And I tell you that, and I tell you that with honesty, because never ever did I hear the word that you're going to pass in the months ahead, did it ever cause me to do anything but pray just a little more. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I believe then, as I believe tonight, beloved, that God is firmly in control. I don't think there's anything that you can throw at God that God doesn't already know and He's already felt and already held in the palm of His nail-scarred hands. And I believe that then, and I believe that, beloved, tonight, just as true as I ever believed it. Verse 1 testifies, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. You see, beloved, that can only become in the path of the heart of a believer. You see, there's people walking this world every day without hope, without promise, because they know not the Lord that I speak and preach about tonight. You know why they don't know Him? Because they choose not to know Him. Maybe some because they've never heard the name of Jesus may hear this very message as it's eventually broadcast around the world. But you see, what I did know during my time of sickness, and praise God, obviously you know that God was in it. I stand before you tonight, some 16 years later. I know God was in it. I knew God was in it. And I believe God will be in the remaining days or months or years of my life. And yours, beloved, as well. Not because of what a doctor says. Not because of a diagnosis. But because of Jesus. Amen. He is where I place my hope and my promise and trust completely and fully in the Lord Jesus. Verse 2, Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Beloved, there is nothing that you have going on in your life, good or bad or indifferent, that God does not already know all about. You cannot hide anything from the eyes of God. If you have a need and you have a burden that is something that nobody else would want to hear, share it with God. Share it with God. Let Him know your burden. Let Him know your needs. Not because He doesn't already know your needs, but you're solidifying your trust in God when you pray unto Him. Amen? You're solidifying your trust unto God when you pray unto Him believing. It says in verse 3, Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways, it says. All my ways. You know, I want you to know tonight in this room, and I just speak of me, I have some weird ways. I have some strange things I do, like getting up every morning about 1:45 a.m. to go outside and pray. I don't know if anybody in here does that. I don't know if anybody that will hear my name tonight or hears this message tonight does that. But I want you to know that's what God asked me some 10 or 15 years ago to do. And beloved, I believe I have tried my best, although I have failed. And I try miserably every day to accomplish that, to lift up the name of Jesus. You see, there's just something about walking outside and letting the dew fall upon your head and looking up and seeing the stars or the clouds or the wind or the rain coming forth from the sky and knowing God sent that unto you today. You see, because God's in control, beloved, of all things that take place. God knows things coming and going. There is nothing that is hidden from the eyes of God. It's His Word. And I can give you testimony tonight. I've seen it proved out in my own life. And as many of you to hear my Word tonight that God's given and placed on a heart that know as well, that's the truth. And that's what we stand on tonight. If we look at verse 4, listen to these words very carefully. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, that Thou knowest it altogether. You see, beloved, God knows what you're going to say before you say it, because God knows your heart. So many times I think we always bite our tongue and say, God, I was going to ask you because I needed a light bill paid, but God, I ain't going to ask you that because, Lord, that would be just too much like, you know, Lord. Beloved, if you have a need, ask God for that need. You trust God for that need. But don't ask Him not believing. Just keep it to yourself if you ain't going to pray believing. Amen? Keep it to yourself if you don't trust God to bow your head and trust God to do what you're asking of God to do. Now, I want to warn you and I want to caution you. So many people get it so wrong because so many pray for their wants. And I don't serve a God here tonight that is going to bless me with my wants. You see, God's going to provide me what I have need of in accordance to His purpose and His will. You see, we can ask for a lot of things with our simple earthly minds, but you know what happens? It kind of gets stuck in our simple throats, don't it? You know why? Because we're asking for things that we know that God has absolutely no interest in our lives. You know what? How can we pray believing that our mindset and our prayer and our needs and our request is higher than God's when all we see of our life is just a simple piece of the puzzle? And God sees the whole picture, praise His name. Amen. God knows what's going to happen on the day that each of us draw our last breath. God knew what was going on the day before we drew our first breath. God knows what will happen in an hour. God knows what will happen in our next breath. Amen. By the way, which is not promised by God. That's right. But we have to trust Him and we have to walk by faith, don't we? If we look in verse 5, Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid Thine hand upon me. Now, you know what? That was one verse during my sickness that I had to hold on to. And I had to hold on to it like the reins of a running horse. You know why? Because I knew that if I owned this verse number 5, if not only I knew it, not only if I memorized it, but beloved, if I knew it and I held on to it with both hands, then I believe with all my heart God had hold to me. Yes. You know what I was doing? I wasn't trusting what was on the page. I was trusting what God had promised Billy.
That's right.
You hear the difference? I was trusting what God had promised to me. Where does this promise come forth? From His Word. In verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. I think if we don't believe that, then I think pride may have come up in us somewhere, don't you? Because I hear too many people that ask and petition for prayers, and I'm so grateful they ask. But so many people, beloved, and we've all been guilty. I stand in front of the line with my hand raised before you tonight. I've asked God for things before that I just knew that I knew that I knew that God had no interest, but it's something that Billy wanted in my life. But you know what I did? I prayed it. You know why? Because I wanted the discernment of God in it. Do you hear what I said? I wanted the discernment of God in that matter. You know, some of the greatest prayers, like I shared with a man today at work, that I've ever had, been given unto me and answered by God have been in the things that I ask God for, and I receive the word no, or wait, or maybe. And you see, the reason that answer comes back, not always as affirmative, not always as a, sure, go right ahead and do what you would have to do, is because He's a loving Father. Amen. And He wants the very best for every one of you in this place tonight. You see, beloved, you and I are not second-class citizens like some of the politicians say we are. Amen? We're not second-class politicians. We're not second-class citizens. We're not second-class people. We're children of the Most High God. Amen? Amen? And we need to believe that. We need to receive that. We need to own that. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ, our beloved Lord. It says in verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? In other words, God, no matter where I go, even if I get into the way, Lord, of being wayward in the spirit. You notice the word spirit here? You see the word spirit in this. It says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? And that means walking outside of the will of God. Now, we've all been there. Once again, I lead the pack. And all of you are part of it. You're riding the same bus that I'm riding. We've all been there. Many times we've been wavered away from the will and the grace of God. If you don't believe that's true, then you doubt the Bible, because Romans 3:23 says we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. You can't discount part of the Word. See, we have to receive all the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22. We have to own it. We have to believe it. We have to trust God for it and know it's the infallible and errant Word of a living God. Verse 8, and if I ascend unto the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Now, beloved, I want to expound on that verse just a little bit if I can. It's a verse that you hardly ever, rarely ever hear anybody preach. And you see the reason behind that is this. Hell's not a popular word anymore in our churches. And damnation's not a popular word anymore in our churches. And lust is not a popular word anymore in our churches. You see, everybody kind of wants a good-feeling religion these days, kind of a sugar-coated, if you could. Because we don't want nobody to step on our feet. We want to come into the message. We want to hear the word. We want to leave and shake all the hands and pat all the backs, hug all the necks and say, you know what, I'm sure glad that I was not guilty of what that pastor said today. And you know what? If you come tonight asking for that, I hope you leave wrong. Because every day in my word that I study, that God places on my heart for messages, if it doesn't speak to me first, you know what I do? I ask God to search my heart. God, search my heart and show in me the errancy of my ways. Because, beloved, if we are above the wall and if we're above the will of God, then we need to be on our knees before God. Before God. If I ascend unto the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, there, behold, thou art there. Hell. Are we not really literally walking at the edge of hell every day of our life if we're wayward in our lives before God? We surely are. I know all of you have said, read, memorized many times Psalm 23. For David said, for though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Praise his name. You see, God comforts us. God's peace and grace allows his will to be manifested within us. And so if we look and we understand and we trust God's word, then we know that regardless of where we walk, regardless of how we walk, and regardless of when we seek after the fullness and the will of God, God's will and God's way will always be manifested in a positive way in each of our lives. Why is that? Surely the reason being because God is a righteous God. He's a God that we can trust. on the good things and on the bad things. He's a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God that is completely unchanging. You see, if I can trust God through the troubled times of my life, and I can trust God through the victories in my life, then, beloved, I can trust God through those middle days of my life when I'm neither at the bottom or at the top of the mountain, for I'm just walking and treading the pathway of life. His word testifies, beloved, so clearly about the broad and the narrow paths that we have to watch our eyes for. You see, there's only one path that leads to heaven, and that's that narrow pathway. You see, that broad path, beloved, it leads to destruction and it leads to hell. We need to be careful where we place our feet. We need to be careful where God's will and desire is for our hearts. If we look in verse 9, it says, "If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." You know, during my time of illness, and I'm sure all of you can testify to a time of sickness and illness in your life at some point, I'm just using mine as an example because I know it better than anyone else knows it. And you know yours far better than anyone else knows it, except God. But that part, even there, being no matter where you are, you see, there is where you are. Praise God. "Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Beloved, everywhere in God's Word, Old and New Testament alike, when it speaks of the righteous hand of God, it always speaks of the righteous right hand of God. And you know, His Word gives us a testimony and a truth, and I close with this, that if we belong to Him, we rest in the palm of His hand. And you know, I don't know where I'd want to be in life rather than in the palm of the hand of God. You see, I could be in a lot of places. I could live in the finest house in this state we live in. I could have the most money being made anywhere in our community, our city. But you know what? Would none of that matter? Would none of that last? Would none of that be eternal, beloved, if I was outside of the will and the palm of God's hand? It means so much to me to know that every day I wake up, even while I slept, I thank God when I first opened my eyes. God, thank you for keeping me safe, allowing me to rest safe and comfortably, and allow my family now to continue to sleep through the night, Lord. And I can know that I know that I know that just as you had your hand upon me as I slept and I had no understanding of my surroundings, Lord, I know that now I'm on my feet and now that my shoes are on the bottom of my feet, Lord, and know, Lord, that now I'm raising my hand to heaven to give you praise and glory, you're still there. Lord, no matter where I go, no matter what happens in my life, I'm thankful, Father God, that you're still there and you'll never leave me. You know, we have people in our life that sometimes, if we know them, beloved, and we know their hearts, we'd rather them too walk away from us, wouldn't we? Yes. But you know what? If God's walking with you, I believe also somebody's going to see Jesus in your life. Yes. I believe if you're walking with the Lord, somebody's going to see Jesus in your life. Yes. You know, I had a man some years back. I met him actually in a TV department at a local electronics store. And I hadn't seen him in a number of years. And he asked me, was I still speaking or preaching? I said, yeah. I said, praise God, he still allows me to do that in spite of me. And he looked at me and he kind of laughed. He said, you know God's going to let you do that. I said, no, I don't. I said, brother, every day I ask God, what does God want me to do in my day? And, you know, I know things that I think in my life I need to do, like go to work and make money to pay bills. I know I need to do those things, and I know I need to wake up, and I know I need to do a lot of things like get ready, have my bath, change my clothes, all these good things that we all do every day for our biological bodies. But like I told this brother, I said, there's nothing greater I'll ever do than raise my hand to heaven in the morning in an early hour when it's dark outside and say, God, I'm thankful that you're with me right now. Lord, I don't know how many people are standing in the world right now with their hand raised to heaven, but Lord, I want you to see mine. Lord, I want you to see mine, not because of who I am, but because of who your son is. Lord, I want you to see the grace, God, that you placed upon me. I want you to see where your healing hand has been, Father God. Lord God, place your hand in mine. Let me rest in the palm of your beloved hands, Father God, this day and every day, God. And Father God, even though I'm not worthy, may you allow me to walk with you. Even though, Lord God, I know that I have fallen so short of the glory of God, Lord God, let me walk with you today. Let me have another day, Lord, to share your word. Let me have another hour, God, to teach your word. Lord, let me have another day of good vision where I can read your word. Lord, let me know. Let me know, Lord, that I have hope and promise, not because of anything anybody I can see in this world can do for me, but because of what already has been done for me through the shed blood of your beloved son, Jesus. Lord God, that's what I'm thankful for today. Lord, that's what I'm thankful for these people that I stand before today. And I would ask you if you would bow your heads with me for prayer. Father God, I'm thankful and I'm so grateful. And Lord, I am so privileged and blessed to just stand tonight before such wonderful and beautiful people. Lord, there may be some here tonight that are walking along a pathway, Father, at the very edge of life. Lord, we never know those things, but God, you do. Lord, as I come out tonight and as I prayed over this message, Lord, and I ask you again, Lord, for a dozen times today, Lord, is this what you would have me to preach? Lord, I'm thankful for your confirmation. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit that tonight we feel in this place. I'm thankful for the visitation, God, tonight that we know as you live in each of our hearts as a believer. Father, I still remain burdened tonight, God, for those whom are lost and wayward. Oh, God, if it be your will, Father God, would you draw them unto you this hour, this very day, God? Draw them unto you in a way, Father God, that only you can and will. Lord, as we pray and we pray believing, God, we pray also trusting to know, God, that we know that this may be the last opportunity someone may have to hear the name of Jesus declared as Lord and Savior. Lord, I don't know who that name is or that face is. Lord, it may be me. But Lord, I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful tonight that one day as a child you came into my heart. I'm thankful that you broke into my heart way, God, even though maybe you weren't on my mind. I'm thankful, Father God, that I was on yours. I would ask you, Father God, tonight to allow this to be someone's day of salvation as your word declares. And Father, just as we read through the pen of the psalmist, oh God, allow this day, this very day that you've given us, allow us to understand and receive it, Lord, as what it is, a blessing given by God. For surely, Lord, as we lay our head on the pillows tonight and as we wake up new in the morning, we know that we've been given another opportunity and another great blessing from you, Father God, to share your word and share in a new day of life. Lord, we count each day a blessing. We count each day, Father God, truly as a gift that can only come from heaven above. God, may you be praised and always glorified, always blessed and honored, God. May you receive our praise this day, God, so that you may be glorified. For I ask it all and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes tonight's live worship service. We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, each one listening has been blessed through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us back again next week for another live outreach worship service as we together continue praising Jesus Christ. Those tonight who have made decisions to follow Christ, desiring additional biblical resources, or anyone with special prayer concerns, are personally invited to visit the Praising Jesus Ministry website. The web address is www.praisingjesus.org. That address again is www.praisingjesus.org. We want to thank each of you tonight for listening. We invite you back again next week as together we seek God to guide, mold, and speak to our hearts and lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Good night, and may God bless each of you, is my prayer.